The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on June 19th, 2009, in Melbourne, Australia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sudaitam Zavadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So today we are gathered here for the most auspicious initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning. When you initiate something, it means you begin that thing. It doesn't mean you have finished that thing. It means you are starting that thing. It is your official beginning of the thing. But yet, in spite of the fact that it is simply beginning, if the disciple will stick to the instructions received from the spiritual master, if he will strictly follow his initiation vows faithfully throughout the life, Srila Prabhupada explains, from that very moment of initiation, his deathlessness begins. He becomes immortal from the very moment of initiation, when the spiritual master hands the beads and gives the name. From that very moment, he enters into immortality, provided that he stick to his vow. If one deviates from the vows, then the whole thing is spoiled. So one has to be dridha vratta, very firm in one's determination, that I have made my promise before Guru, before the fire. This is not ordinary fire. We're keeping warm on a cold day. This fire is Vishnu. Vishnu appears in the form of the fire. And he absorbs the sin. Through the channel of Guru, Vishnu takes the sin of the disciple. So before Guru, before Vaishnavas, before Vishnu in the form of the fire, in front of Shri Shri Radha Damodar, you see, this commitment is being made. The disciple, he will follow the instruction of the spiritual masters, his very life and soul, for all of eternity. So it is the most auspicious beginning. And it is as good as perfection in that it is the beginning stage. Just as a mango, you can purchase a green mango. You have the mango. In due course of time, it will become ripened. So it's not that when you purchase the mango, you do not have the mango. You have the mango. So initiation means green mango. You see. Your immortal existence, now it has been handed to you. You have it. It is in green condition now, neophyte, you see, beginning. But just as if one keeps that mango very carefully in one's kitchen, in due course it will become fully ripened and fully juicy and fully sweet. So if one, the key to immortality is given, one has that key already at diksha time. It's simply a matter of taking proper care of that key, you see. And then then one will be able to penetrate all the coverings of this material existence. He will be able to travel across the vast Parabrahma, the spiritual sky. He will be able to enter into Krishna Loka and take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri, Sri, Radha and Krishna, all by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you see. Brahmanda Brahmite Konda Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. After wandering in this material world for countless eons, countless lifetimes, one who is very fortunate by the mercy, combined mercy, of Guru and Krishna receives the seed of bhakti within the heart, you see. And in this way, he becomes blessed with that bhakti lata bij. If he will water that seed very nicely, and what is that watering process? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if he will weed the garden of the heart, you see, keep the weeds out, because the weeds, if they get into your garden, what will they do? They will choke that plant. So what are those weeds? Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. One has to very strictly follow these principles. And what is the other dangerous item? If you're a gardener, the dangerous item, as Prabhupada mentions, that some mad elephant may come running into your garden and trample on your creeper, you see. One step of that elephant foot, finish, you see. Those elephants, they have huge feet. One step, your creeper is finished. So that is called hatti. Elephant is called hatti. Hatti matta is mad elephant, you see. If an elephant goes crazy, he may come into your garden and destroy everything. So what is the hatti matta? The mad elephant offense is to become critical of Vaishnavas, you see. So one has to build a very, very strong chain link fence around the creeper of one's heart. The creeper within one's heart. So that no offense towards Vaishnava can come. So how does one build that strong fence? By negating? No. By positive action. Anandai bolo hari bhaja vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majayi man. By always worshipping the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas, you see. Always seeing the good qualities in the devotees. Even if he's a neophyte with so many bad qualities, you must see the good. You must see the good in that devotee. So you can encourage him. Now you have this wonderful quality, now you expand it more and more and more and more and more. You see. Every devotee has a wonderful quality. That's why he's taken to Krishna consciousness. You see. So every devotee should be encouraged. One should see the good qualities. Even if he has 99% bad qualities, you should see that one good quality of that devotee. And encourage him to increase that good quality. So in this way, the creeper will be well protected by always seeing the good in the Vaishnavas, encouraging the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas, you see. This is how you please Krishna, by serving the Vaishnavas, beginning with your spiritual master. He is the chief amongst the Vaishnavas for the disciple. So in this way, one becomes very solidly situated on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada always wanted these 10 offenses to be mentioned at the initiation because Simply chanting 16 rounds and following the four principles is not enough. You may say, what? But no, it's not enough. You have to chant without offense. One has to become expert how to chant without any offense. Otherwise, you can chant for millions of births, for millions of lifetimes, you can go on chanting Hare Krishna and not go back to Godhead. One has to become expert to how to avoid these 10 offenses. The first one we mentioned, the hatimatta, to blaspheme devotees. The second one is to consider the names of Krishna to be like the demigods' names, you see. The third one is to disobey the guru's order. If he gives me an instruction, that's my very life and soul. I have to obey him. Not that the guru is my pet dog, that he does what I like, no. I have to do what I am the dog of the guru, not that the guru is my dog, you see. That I have very good guru. Whatever he wants, whatever I want him to do, he will do. No. I become the sold-out servant of my spiritual master. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version, the fourth offense. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination is the fifth offense. In other words, you cannot over-glorify the holy name. The power of the holy name is even beyond our ability to glorify. It is so powerful. Krishna is fully present in his name, you see. Every pastime of Krishna fully is present within his name. Every form of Krishna, every name of Krishna is present within the name Krishna. That's why if you chant, you may know from the Shastra, if you chant the name Krishna one time, that's as good as chanting 3,000 names of Vishnu. One utterance, Krishna, 3,000 Vishnus, you see. So we should never underestimate the glories of the power of the holy name. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. The Sanskrit scholars are very fond of doing this. Well, Krishna means black, and black means ignorance. So Krishna means ignorance. So we must avoid these mundane Sanskrit speculative interpretations of what the name Krishna means. Seven, to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting. It's not that I'm going to go out and sin tonight, but I'll chant some extra rounds tomorrow to counteract it. Eight, to consider the chanting Hare Krishna to be a material ritual that you do. Well, I want to get a job, so we'll have a kirtan program at my home, so I can get a job. We'll have a big kirtan program at my home, so I get the blessings of Krishna for a job. No. Krishna can easily arrange all our material necessities. He simply wants to see that we're sold out to him. You see, we should always, kirtan, chanting is always for this purpose, to develop pure bhakti. We don't have to make separate endeavor, you know. Like that song, you know that song? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. We should not take Hare Krishna like that, you see. To get a house by the sea, to get my wife a silk sari, to get my kids into Harvard. No. You simply become a pure devotee. And ananyaschintayantamang yejana paryapasate tesham nichabayuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. You simply become exclusively devoted to Krishna, and then everything material and spiritual will be provided for you by Krishna. Prabhupada says he will deliver it to your front door, just like the DHL man said. He will personally deliver to your door whatever you need. So just become completely sold out servant of Krishna, and then everything will come. You don't need to go begging Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. Never chant Krishna's name for any material purpose. To instruct faithless persons. Well, some people say, great, I didn't want to preach anyway. The whole world is faithless, so that's my excuse. I'm not going to go out and distribute books. I'm not going to go on Harinam. I'm just going to sit home and, eat and sleep, and do a little chanting. No. This not instructing a faithless person means you have to instruct in such a way that the persons become faithful. You give them whatever they can handle and try, because the order of Lord Chaitanya is to preach to everybody you meet. So these are not actually contradictions. We're told to preach to everybody we meet, but that means you don't want to tell people beyond what they're able to handle, you see. You have to preach in a very expert way just to give people what will be attractive to them and appealing to them, so gradually you can bring them to the higher levels of understanding. That's what it means, not preaching to the faithless. 10 is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter, and to be inattentive is the 10th and a half or 11th events. So these are very, very essential items to seriously be aware of 24 hours a day, not simply when we're chanting on the beads, but to all day long, you see. We should be conscious, am I committing any nama-aparadhas? Because the mood that you have throughout the day is going to affect the mood you have while you're chanting. And we should always be in the mood of calling out to Krishna and begging his mercy, never thinking that I'm the doer, that I'm the controller, that I'm the enjoyer, always feeling ourselves meek and humble servants of Krishna. So in this way, our lives will become successful. And we will go back to home, back to Godhead. What are the four regulated principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication.
So how many rounds will you chant every day?
There you go.
So come a little closer so I can reach you. Camera's ready? Yeah. You want to get this? This is the moment when he, it's his immortality. So I want to get this. I want to capture this one for sure. So... no cartels. My ear problem, you know. A soft drum, just a soft drum. So your name is Krishna Prema Das. So this means that you have to achieve Krishna Prema. That's your duty now. You have to become a pure devotee and achieve Krishna Prema. An extra order you're getting along with the four principles and 16 rounds. You have to become a pure devotee. You have to achieve Krishna Prema as soon as possible. That's your duty. Jai. Right.